According to a new survey released by Symantec, 87% of Australians plan on following the royal wedding, 66% of those on TV, and surprisingly, or maybe not surprisingly, 21% online. Of course, this also makes it a big day for cyber criminals. And on the line to talk about the royal e-wedding of the millennium, I suppose, is internet safety advocate Michelle Thompson. G'day, Michelle.
Hi, Andy. How are you going?
Excellent. Now, of course, this is the first e-royal wedding, right?
Correct. If you go back 30 years ago when Charles and Diana were married, we weren't looking at things and checking out and trying to find out information on our laptops and computers. It wasn't that sort of place back then. It was all about TV, newspapers, and getting information that way.
Of course, after Charles and Diana got married, the soundtrack to their wedding actually charted in the UK. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Well, there you go. But you've got some interesting info about people who are planning on watching the royal wedding online.
Yeah, one of the things, the reason why we did this study is to make sure that people keep themselves safe while they are trying to find out more information about the wedding or about William or Kate, whatever it may be. Because, you know, Australians are trusting. We are a trusting nature when it comes to that and looking for information on the web. And so with that, the possible risks that become from, and you don't want to become a cyber victim.
So, Michelle, what you're really trying to warn people about here today is wedding crashes. And I'm not talking about the movie. It's cyber criminals who are trying to cash in on a big event, right?
Because people are, you know, getting their information, be it, you know, online or, you know, news or entertainment sites, blogs or forums, we're just saying to make sure that they just be diligent and be careful of what they do. So, of the 21% that are actually going to be following the wedding and finding out information, 7% of those will actually be watching the wedding live at home on their computer or laptop.
Wow.
Yeah, which is a large amount when you think about it.
Okay, so for those people who are, I mean, obviously they're going to watch it online or people who are just searching the web online, you've compiled a bit of a checklist for people to steer clear of the wedding crashes, we're calling them, the cyber criminals who are poisoning the web with malicious software and other things.
Yes. Basically, we're saying is go with what you know. Like, stick to the official royal wedding website or go directly to a reputable news site to get the latest news and videos of the wedding itself. And definitely think before you click. Obviously, there'll be emails coming through, you know, promising leaked footage or scandalous pictures. And so we're saying click, you know, think before you click those links because you don't know, you know, more than likely there'll be some malicious threat that's upon that. And, of course, make sure you protect your computer. Use, you know, a trusted security and updated security product to make sure that you don't become a target for cybercrime.
So in terms of email, there's a few subject headings we should look out for.
Yeah, I think that people, if it's too good to be true, it's probably not. So our security response team back in March actually already found some spam that came through, some being told at royal wedding invitations, the official royal wedding merchandise, Kate's wedding diet, and there was also spam on relating to the copies of the royal ring itself. So these are the things that we make sure that be aware of what you're looking at and be careful of what you open and what links that you're clicking on.
So chances are if I see an email or a Facebook message with a link to Prince William's bachelor party photos, it's not going to be the real deal. I'm only going to end up in trouble?
More than likely. We're not saying that it will be, but you definitely have to just be careful of what you look, you know, where you're going to find your information and look at those fantastic pictures or whatever it may be you're actually after. Just be careful of what you're doing.
Okay, some good tips there from Michelle Thompson on those who plan on checking out the royal wedding coming up shortly. Michelle, thanks again for your time.
Cheers. Pleasure, Andy.